as I said, we've talked a number of times about why there haven't been any prosecutions related to the financial crisis. But there's an exclusive in today's New York Times that reports New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has subpoenaed three major Wall Street banks for information on their practices of bundling mortgage securities. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. We may be putting the cart before the horse when we say this could lead to investigation or not.
This is definitely an investigation. Of course, we don't know if it will lead to criminal charges or even a civil suit. But what Attorney General Schneiderman is doing is he's taking a fresh eye, a new look at some of the same evidence that people have already looked at but done nothing about. Because, you know, Andrew Cuomo, his predecessor, who's now New York's governor, back in the summer of 2007, he subpoenaed all kinds of information from the banks about the way they bundled mortgages into these securities. And he got a lot of information that just led to nothing. He kind of dropped that case. And Schneiderman is using the information already on the files from Cuomo and demanding more to look at this with a fresh eye.
So what do we know from looking at what Eric Schneiderman is looking for? Does this look like a kind of broad investigation, or is he relatively targeted?
Well, it looks like it could go across a lot of different banks, but what we don't know is where he will find the best evidence, if any, of criminal wrongdoing.
I mean, what's the legal basis here? Is it the making of these mortgage bank security derivatives?
Yes.
It's the making.
This is going inside the factory.
Bundling.
This is looking at taking up all those thousands of loans that were given to homeowners and funding those so that they happened, and then bundling them into securities and then selling those securities off to investors. And this is looking at every step in that process to see if there were misleading statements made about the quality of these loans.
If the actual creation produced a kind of a stepping stone of fraudulent or misleading statements.
And what we're seeing, and this is renewing some of the calls for action, is there's a lot of private litigation out there where investors are suing over these. And in the course of their litigation, in discovery, they're turning up a lot of stuff that's fishy. And so that's renewing the call for government officials to go look at this evidence.
What's an example of fishy, though?
Well, for instance, one thing we've talked about in this program is there's a case that AmBac, an insurance company, has against Bear Stearns and J.P. Morgan,
right,
where they have turned up evidence that when Bear Stearns was creating these mortgage securities, it knew that some of the loans were bad, so it went back to the mortgage originators, got some payments to settle up for how bad they were, and then Bear pocketed those payments rather than giving them to the mortgage investors. So evidence like that.
So one would assume, I mean, if they're looking at some of these other private lawsuits and saying perhaps we have a government case, one would assume that if Eric Schneiderman actually finds enough evidence to file a case or to bring charges, that would make other attorneys general, other states, actually move forward prosecutions or not.
It certainly could, but, you know, he has such broad powers under the Martin Act in New York. It's one of the broadest statutes that allows you to bring all kinds of criminal acts here. And, you know, all of the big banks have bases here. So he could really just himself alone go out and extract very huge settlements. The other aspect of this that's really interesting is you've been hearing for months that all these state attorneys general are trying to get a big, massive, maybe $20 billion or $10 billion settlement with all the mortgage servicers about the way they've been foreclosing. And they haven't hit a deal on this. But one of the things the banks are pushing for in those negotiations with the 50 states is a ban on any further investigations looking back. And Eric Schneiderman here in New York, he has expressed real doubt in that kind of settlement. And so seeing him launch this investigation says to me that he's not going to be signing some kind of big sweeping legal agreement to avoid future cases.
Not for New York. Anyway.
Not for New York.
It's a great story that's in the paper today. That's Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.